Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Take 20. Today is a very, very, very exciting episode for us because we have two sisters that we love so much.
Yeah, we look up to them as fashion inspo.
Entrepreneurs. They're incredible.
Yeah, they're just literally the most iconic sisters. And they are Devin and Sydney Carlson.
Yay! Well, we're so excited to have you guys. We, when we were thinking of guests, like, you were the first on the list. We just absolutely, like, think you guys are amazing. And we look up to you in so many different ways. We just wanted to, like, want you guys to introduce yourselves. Whoever can start first. Just kind of what you do, what you're up to, how have things been for you. Yeah.
Go, Sid. Go.
Well, I'm Sydney Carlson, co-founder of Wildflower Cases with my sister. It's almost been 10 years now of having our company.
Wow.
Working together as family, sisters. It's, you probably know, insane, but the best thing ever, too.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm Devin Lee Carlson, Sydney's older sister, and also the co-founder of Wildflower Cases. I, like, can't believe that we've been doing this for 10 years. It's truly insane. Like mind-boggling, the fact that we are, that we started this company when Sydney was 14 and we're 16, and
wow,
we've been doing it for so long.
That's,
yeah, how
insane.
But, yeah.
How did that start? I mean, Maddie and I have known about it for so long.
We're,
I
literally,
like,
we got the cases.
We're both like,
yay! Wildflower girls.
Always.
Always. But how did that start? I mean, being so young, how did you guys just think, like, oh, let's start a company together?
It kind of happened on accident, actually. It was never really a plan for this to, like, become a thing, but our mom is, like, super, super creative, and we were in high school and she was making, remember the like jean shorts with like studs on them and like fabric on them? Yeah. Like, she was making those for us. And I really needed a new phone case, but I like, there was none that I loved or like wanted. And she was like, I'm just going to make one, somehow thought of it herself.
To like, just, cute, like go out and cute do phone it. Cases didn't exist at that time. It was like the iPhone 4 had just come out. Like
it was like OtterBox that, like, cases.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, it was literally like, it was just did not exist at all. And yeah.
That's amazing.
And our mom,
she got like fabric from a store and like put it inside a case and then got the studs she was using for shorts and like put it on top and like walked them up and gave it to us for Easter. And we were like, what in the world is this? Like, we're obsessed with it. And took it to school and all of our friends were like, we want one, where can we get one? Everyone's like wanted it at school. And we would get like stopped in the mall walking around and like, where did you get that? Like, no one had like cute, like phone cases weren't an accessory at all.
Right. Yeah. Not at all. And now they've become such a thing. Like, your brand is so well known. And I feel like you always know, even from just seeing like the black front part of, I like know it's a wildflower case. Yeah. Always.
Well, and you can like match them to your outfits. Like, I feel like that's mm-hmm. really cool.
Yeah. And where did you get the name Wildflower?
We went to dinner one night and it was the first night that my mom had kept some on her, and we were waiting in line for the bathroom, and Miley Cyrus ended up walking out of the bathroom stall, and I was like the biggest Hannah Montana fan in the world.
Of course.
This was like 2012 when it was like peak Hannah Montana, and I was like, didn't care about anyone else besides Hannah Montana and Miley, and I was like, holy is going on. And we ended up taking a picture together, and she complimented the phone case, and she was like, oh, where'd you get it? And we were like, oh, our mom made it for us. And she's like, is your mom here? Like, whatever. And then we ended up having a conversation with Miley and our parents, and she had told us like, you guys should start a company, no one's making cases like this. And she ended up later in the night like tweeting a picture of the phone cases and tagged me in her tweet. And so then I started getting all these responses like, how do I buy this? How do I buy this? And our dad is a graphic designer. Like, his job prior to this was in graphic design. And so on the ride home, we literally made up the name Wildflower and made up a website. We had no inventory. We had nothing. And we just started replying to people like wildflowercases.com, wildflowercases.com. And we were getting orders, and we had like it took like 6 weeks to get one case, because we literally would have to like completely hand make, like the process to make a case took like days,
right?
Because it would have to dry, and then would have to do like, we bent in all these studs to make sure that it would stay in a certain way. Like, it took so long. And so we just started replying to people, and it was pretty wild. And like, my dad had a full-time job. My mom had a part-time job. I also had a part-time job. I was working at a go-karting place.
Oh my God.
Like, I was on dance team. It was like my senior year, and Sydney was on dance team too. So we like literally had no time to do this. And so our schedule just got like we would go to school, and then we would go to dance, and then we would work. And then on the days that I had to work, I would like stay up and do customer service notes at nighttime. And it was just like we for years were just like dependent on this. And so then once I ended up quitting my job, probably a month later, and then a couple months later, my mom quit her job. And then a year later, my dad, it wasn't a year, Sid, it was like almost a year. My dad quit his job, and that was like very intense. We were like, okay, guys, like we're putting our all into this.
Wow.
And it was like, I only went to a semester of college, and like, I thought that I was going to be a professional dancer or something, or like doing dance, but then this kind of happened. Oh, it's crazy.
It's such it's a really crazy. Full like circle moment to just like keeping it in the family and working so hard to now seeing it be so successful. And everyone I know has a wildflower case. Right. And it's just like, you guys are so inspiring, and how it really like shows how much work you put into it.
Right. And also, I feel like, well, I mean, my 8-year-old self is literally dying, because if Miley Cyrus told me to do something, I would 100% do it. So I guess that was a really good sign.
Also, I'm really interested.
It was literally the biggest sign from the universe.
Oh yeah, 1000%.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
I'm so interested because, like, how, wait, first of all, how, like, what's your age gap?
Like 2.5.
We're like, yeah, we're like almost 3 years. It's like, yeah, 2 years and 9 months or something. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So that's kind of, we're 20 months apart. So it's like, we're a little closer, but
yeah, same thing.
Yeah. But we're kind of interested just because, obviously, it's incredible working with your sister, and it's so nice to have like a built-in kind of like best friend with you all the time, but also just kind of trying to like find your own identity, because, you know, just like being compared to one another all the time, or like the dynamic between the older and younger sister, like how was that for you, and like navigating that and kind of really trying to find your own selves?
I feel like more recently we've, or I guess the past like few years, we've gotten like really close where we like,
yeah,
are assumed
we actually hang out.
Yeah, like all the time. I feel like in high school, like, it was definitely like separate, even though we were like working and starting this business together. I was like, we had different interests and we were like trying to figure ourselves out still. And, you know, that kind of was very different for us. But after like high school, and we both like started to figure ourselves out and like do our things, and now we're like both so solid in our own like identities and personalities that we can be together and be separate and do like two different things or do the same thing and it like still makes sense for both of us individually. But it definitely took time to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think like when we were growing up, it was like we were like, because we were best friends with sisters. So like us four would, all the sisters would hang out. And I think that that was like,
that's an interesting dynamic.
Like, it was, but it was so much fun because like me and the other older sister would hang out and then the two younger sisters would hang out and then us four would all do like stuff together growing up. But then when we were in high school, I think Sydney and I just kind of were like sisters, like, but we weren't like really friends.
Right.
Right.
But it was like, we only fought over clothes. There was like never a serious argument that we ever had. Like we never like, it was all we fought about was clothes. It was never really anything more than that. And then in the past few years, me and Sydney will like hang out now and we'll always like, we got lunch together the other day and our friends are always like, the sisters are hanging out. Mm-hmm. But like no one gets me more than Sydney. Like we can just look at each other and like we'll say the same things at the same time and we'll just always be like blood.
Yeah,
like we are related.
Yeah, yeah. I think,
but
that's...
no one makes me laugh harder. Having a sister is like the most special thing, and I think that it also helps you understand like women in general and like how to like I don't know, be friends with girls and how girls' brains work.
Totally.
And
right,
all that stuff. But I think me and Sydney appreciate each other's like differences. Like we never try to change each other or make each other like, I never try to force Sydney in an outfit that, like, I know that she would never wear.
Right.
We'll roast each other. Like, we make fun of everything each other does.
Of
like,
course,
we keep
same,
each other very humble.
In the best
way. Of course.
It's like, in the best way, I'm like, I will be feeling myself, and my sister will be like, what the hell are you wearing? Like,
yeah, so, totally.
Like, it's never like, change, you're so embarrassing, do not wear this next day. I'm like, she's like, we throw shade, and then we go move on with our day.
Right.
Like, we have
exactly.
to, like, it's just a walled down. Mm-hmm. Like friendship, sisterhood.
You're
just like accept each other for who they are because you just know them way too well.
Right. I think it definitely gets weird when you start hanging out with each other and actually having fun. I think that was when we were like, oh, we're actually friends now. Like
it's so weird.
This is
and
really
like,
weird.
It's also, I don't know about you guys, but like the dynamic of like, obviously I started driving first and I would have to take her everywhere. But then when she started driving, she was like, do you want me to pick you up? Like I can take you. I was like, oh my God, this is like the weirdest dynamic ever. But now I'm like, oh, I'm going to use this to my advantage because I had to do everything for her. And now I'm going to make her drive me around and take me where I need to go.
Right.
And I love it so much. But like also,
oh yeah,
I'm sure Devin, for you too, being like you're the older sister, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely like, I feel such a sense of like, I felt like I always needed to protect her to the best of my abilities, but she is definitely the stronger, more opinionated, like she's so amazing when it comes to that stuff. And I felt her almost protecting me more in a lot of situations, which is so interesting. Oh, do you feel
it's
that?
The exact same thing. Yeah. I mean, I definitely feel more sensitive, but I also like, I baby Sydney. I like, if Sydney texts me like help, I'll literally drop everything and like go and make sure she's okay. Like I'm always like, I don't know how she has this power over me, but she does. But then at the same time, I'll be like, she'll constantly, if I get like one mean comment or something, like Sydney will be like, literally who cares? Like, why are you mad? Get over it. Like she's like definitely stronger than me and will like talk me out of a lot of like, I don't know. I feel like it's such a good balance.
Yeah.
But I definitely like, if she comes over and is like, I will cook her an entire dinner, pick out her outfit, blow dry her hair, lay out all of the makeup. Like there's nothing I love more than taking care of Sydney.
Like
if she
loves
it.
It's like having your own little, like, not doll. That sounds terrible, but like, it's essentially like,
it is.
Like, I've come over. I'm like, I want to do your hair, makeup, dress you up, and take photos of you.
She does it constantly. Yeah. Like, that's what we do. She comes over. She also helps me, like, pack, put outfits together. She's my stylist, my makeup artist.
As much as I want to do it myself, she, you know, begs me and she's like, oh, you know,
Sydney always is like, can you come over and do my hair before, yeah. Like, Devin, I literally don't know what to do. My hair looks so bad today. Like, I'm seriously, like, I'm not going to go if my hair looks like this.
Yeah,
like,
same.
That's please, weird. Devin.
Yeah, I'm but like, do you ever do, like, the situation where it's like, okay, well, I'll do all of this for you, but you have to give me a 10-minute back massage or, like, something.
Yeah, you have to make a deal. For when you're growing up, it's like, okay, then you let me borrow this shirt if I do this for you.
Yeah.
You can borrow this. And it's like... Or it's like, but I've never worn it and I let you borrow it. I haven't even posted a picture in it.
Exactly.
I think
the funniest thing is when you come over and you're like, please let me wear something from your closet. Like, I just need something to go out. And I'm like, okay, pick whatever you want. I'll let you wear it. Picks out one shirt. And I'm like, that's my favorite shirt. You can't wear it.
She picks something out. I'm like,
that is Sydney Gucci. No, Sydney came over to my house yesterday and I folded the sweatsuit that I borrowed. And she was like, is this mine? And I was like, yeah, I wore it last night at your house. And she goes, that was mine. You didn't even ask. And I was like, we're 24 and 27 and we are still having arguments about not asking to borrow clothes.
That's
all we ever
will never end.
About.
Yeah, it'll, like, never end.
Growing up, there was no, like, serious fights or, like, we've been friends with other sisters too that are like, we get in, like, serious screaming fights at each other, like pulling hair. And I'm like, Devin and I have never, like, even, like, we get in arguments and fights and then an hour later we're like, do you want to go get food?
Exactly.
Like,
that's how we
not
are.
Not even an hour. We'll literally be screaming at each other about how annoying the other is or how we're like, she's like, shut up, like, stop. And then 2 seconds later, she's like, did you want anything from Starbucks? And I'm like, oh yeah, can you give me that? Like, yeah. There is no,
right.
There is never a grudge that is held between a sister.
Yeah.
Like,
I think
I don't know.
I think most sisters of the time so we special. Forgot. Like, I think a lot of the time we, like, try to hold a grudge and we not talk to each other for, like, a few days. And then we're like, wait, what were we even talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I think is good.
But also, like, with a sister, now we live on our own and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, when we live together, with a friend, you can, if you get in a fight, you take time. But with us, we still had to see each other every day. So it's like, oh, well, we kind of have to just make it right because we're still going to be in the same house. Right.
Yeah.
Also, I'm interested.
Yeah, you're forced to figure it out and heal and, like, grow and confront the problem. Otherwise, it's just going to be like
1,000%.
Why? Exactly.
Also, like, this is kind of off topic, but back to, like, kind of the work dynamic. Do you guys ever feel like, or have you ever felt in the past, like, a sense of, like, having to, like, not one up each other, but a sense of, like, competition behind it, just because it's like, oh, we're even though we're a family dynamic and we're working together, like, kind of getting compared. Did you feel any of that? Because we definitely did, unintentionally. Like, we didn't try to be that way towards each other. It's just, like, from the backlash of other people, it kind of forced us into that.
Yeah,
right.
I mean I feel like Sydney and I have always been interested in such different things. Mm-hmm. And it's never been, like, a, like, competition. I think people will naturally compare us to each other.
Exactly.
But I don't think Sydney wants to do some of the shit that I, like, love doing. And right. I don't care to do a lot of the shit that she wants to do.
Exactly.
So I think for us mentally, like, I don't feel it. I mean, Sydney, you can say how you feel about it, but I think people will compare each other, but I don't feel like we ever, like, felt pressure or competition between each other.
Now, like, being more grown, and then, like, we both definitely, like, we same job and we have, like, a lot of the same interests in the things we do, but the way we do them is, like, very different. Like, we'll both go to, like, a fashion week, but, like, our interests there are, like, totally different, and, like, what we wear is, like, totally different. So it's like we are doing a lot of the same things, but we're both, like, very specific in how and, like, what we do. So it's never really, like, competing for the same thing, which is nice because I think we're just in LA.
Yeah, and we, like, work together with Wildflower, and I think we both know that, like, whatever we do benefits both of us, like each other and our family. And so it's just more of like making sure that we always support each other. And like, if Sydney's passionate about doing something, like she would like used to have a photo account called White Wine Kind of Sweet. She made a whole book and all that stuff. And it was like, so exciting for her and doing all that. And it's like, I would never do anything like that. And I would never like, right. I don't know. It's just this like supporting her and doing that. It's like it return. It's all going to like just help each other. And like, it's seeing someone that you love succeed. And I don't think that, I don't know. I just, people will naturally always compare you. But I feel like if you're cool with just being in your lane and doing your thing and confident enough in yourself, then it doesn't matter.
Of course. 1,000%.
I mean, you guys are just like such an inspiration to us, because I feel like we have kind of a similar dynamic and we've really found ourselves in our own way. And you guys have been a great blueprint for that, I feel like. And I don't know, I just, we really appreciate you guys as entrepreneurs and how you started your family brand, and just everything that you've accomplished is so incredible. And we've followed you guys for so long. And we're just really, I know we're younger, but we're really proud of you guys.
Yeah, like, we are. And we use you as fashion inspo all the time.
We love you guys.
Yeah, you guys are definitely the inspo.
We're proud of you.
Aww.
You guys have blossomed into such beautiful young women.
Oh my God.
And it has been a pleasure watching you grow up.
Thank you.
Thank
you. That means so much.
You guys are so sweet.
Yeah, we were so excited that you guys agreed to doing this, because we were just like, oh my gosh, we didn't want any other sisters. We're like, we have to have you guys.
All the time. We're on our... We like send each other your guys' Insta photos because we're like, oh my God, they look so good.
Always.
Always. Always.
No, you don't.
We do.
Oh, yeah. We're obsessed with you guys. Aww, for real.
Thank you so much.
Always have been.
Always.
Thank you guys for coming
on. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, oh my gosh, this has been so fun.
Yeah, this was so great.
You guys are so sweet.
You guys too, and we should all like do a dinner.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Not a weird Zoom where we're like posed on the bed. We're just like, we'll like nice together. Talking.
You know. Activities.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah.
I'd love to.
Thank you. Do we get a proper outro? Was that like a proper enough outro? Okay. Yeah,
you guys are so, I am obsessed with you guys.
Oh my god, don't even. Wait, did you guys say it was a fine outro?
Okay, great.
Okay,
we'll
great.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Of course.
Wait, you have to say,
thank you guys for having me.
Say bye.
Oh, this is my dog Boots.
Oh my god,
he's been so good.
Boots.
No. He's
Hi Boots, you're perfect.
He is perfect.
He's so cute.
Oh my god, Boots is so freaking cute. Look at this beautiful white spot he has covering his neck.
We love him.
I know. Art. He's perfect.
Oh. Art.
I want to meet Boots.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. You guys have to meet the dogs.
It's happening.
And I'll bring Mark.
Okay, well.
They can play.
Yes.
Oh my god, and then give me Ivy.
Oh my god, Kenzie's dog. You have to meet Kenzie's dog.
You guys would laugh.
Really?
Yes. She's... It's an ugly, cute dog.
Oh, Kenzie.
Oh. We'll do full dog.
That's the best kind.
Best kind of dogs, for sure.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Happy Merry Christmas. Have a good holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
We just want to thank Devin and Sydney so much for coming on this week's episode of Take 20. We had such a blast, and I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Bye.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844-TAKE20.
See you next time.
Bye.
Ta-
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.